You know, if you give almost anyone $50 to $100 to buy a bottle of wine, it probably won't be too hard for them to pick a winner. But if you give somebody $5 to $10 to buy a decent bottle of wine, now that's Steve's $10 wine challenge. Hi, and welcome to Steve's $10 wine challenge. Today's show is going to be about Pinot Noir. You've probably heard about the Pinot Noir from the lovable, silly film Sideways with the guy who refuses to drink Merlot, and he's really into the Pinots. And what we know about the Pinots is the grape is delicate. And we know that the Pinot Noir style is, you know, it's not a real heavy thing. It's not really thick. It doesn't have the big legs. The legs, by the way, are when you swirl your wine around and you get those little sort of drips down the side of the glass. Those are the legs. Doesn't have the big legs. It's kind of light. It's kind of thin. It's kind of supple. It still has those sort of berry and cherry-like flavors, but it's a lot lighter. And Steve $10 Wine Challenge hails from the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, here in the Pacific Northwest, the Oregon Willamette Valley is rather famous for its Pinot Noirs. Perhaps not as famous as California, but it's certainly a rising star in the Pinot category. And with that, we're going to test a couple Pinot Noirs that are not from Oregon. The first Pinot Noir we're going to sample today is from Sutter Home. You've heard of Sutter Home. It's an institution. It's like Ernest and Julio Gallo. So it's a Sutter Home Pinot Noir. It's from 2001, which, you know, it being 2006, you know, that's an aged wine for the under $10 crowd. It's from California, and the price is $6.99. That's right, $6.99. So, about this wine. First, this wine has a real cork in it, which is pretty rare for a wine in this price range these days. It's got this light berry cherry aroma with this hint of sort of yeast that's sort of pre-breathing. You let it breathe, the yeast sort of dissipates a little bit. The flavor is all cherry lifesavers and homemade bread. The Swedish cherry flavor sort of dominates, and it's definitely an artificial cherry flavor. If Shasta Black Cherry Soda were a wine, it would taste like this. That said, it's really not too bad. Opens up after a little while, and the bread gives way to this oakiness of Nilla wafers. It's certainly drinkable, and in many ways is not unlike an Aussie Shiraz. Seems a bit heavy and sweet for a Pinot, though. They're supposed to be sort of light and delicate. You know, if you were to judge this wine like you were to judge a dog show, and Pinot Noir were like the breed, I don't know if it would quite hit the breed, but, you know, nevertheless, it's a pretty good wine. I counsel against such shenanigans, generally. I have no gripe against this wine. It's not remarkable in any way, but it's perfectly fine, and for $6.99, it's really hard to beat. Let's look at the lie on the back of the bottle, shall we? Our Pinot Noir is the simple choice to complement life's everyday moments. You know, like finishing folding the laundry, a good haircut, had a good bowel movement, mom's parole petition accepted, went all day without having a drink. Oops. Anyway, enjoy Sutter Home wines and live life uncomplicated. Visit us at www.sutterhome.com. Certainly short and sweet. Our second Pinot Noir of the show is Pepperwood Grove Pinot Noir from 2004, and it's from southeastern Australia. And the price? $5.55. That's cheap wine. So, as we've seen on the El Cheapo price points, really nobody can touch the Aussies on Syrah, or Shiraz as they say, and, you know, we've already had a show about this. And, so let's see if this the same is true in the world of Pinot Noir. You know, can the Aussies dump a high-quality product for a cheap price point on the market? Bear in mind, Pinot, as I've said, it's thinner, it's lighter, it's more subtle. Can the Aussies stand up to the challenge? Let's find out. First, the wine smells like vanilla. Seriously, it smells like vanilla. It really does. And that flavor carries over boldly into the whole sort of mouthfeel thing. It's kind of light-bodied, in conformity to style. And hey, hold on. Is that Bing cherries and sweet tart candies I taste in the background? Holy crapola, yes. And tiny, bitter, oaky bite at the tail? I'll tell you what, big old props to the boomerang-throwing convicts, because they've done it again. This is damn respectable for $5.55. And what's better yet is the Aussies call this wine by its French name, just like the rest of the world, rather than Pinot Noir, or Pinot Butter and Jelly, or Bronson Pinchot, or Black Peanut, or Puget Sound, or some other bogus Persian capital name. Now think about that swillish $5 hog urine you and your hippie art major pals drag along to your potluck dinner parties. Well, I've got news for you, hippie. Cheap wine doesn't have to taste like a punishment. Decent wine can be had for next to nothing. They're making good wine for cheap on the penal continent. Cheap, no doubt, thanks to prison labor. But what better way to repay your debt to society? So for the love of humanity, bring a bottle of this stuff next time. And while you're at it, take a damn shower, will you, hippie? Now let's turn to the lie on the back of the bottle, shall we? This South Aus... Pardon me. I have to get my Australian accent into gear. This southeastern Australian region boasts some of the oldest vines in the world. Granted, they might not be grapevines. Pinot Noir benefits from the climate of the growing district. The result is a New World-style Pinot, fruit-forward, with flavors of cherries and strawberries. Which are wholly absent from my bottle. But hey, for $5.55, I'm not complaining. This is fine wine. So, we've squandered another edition of Steve's $10 Wine Challenge, and look for our next show when we're going to be cooking with wine and talking about cooking with wine.